Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about 3,144 U.S. counties. Is there enough land for investment to go around?
Well, I'll take this half. You take that half.
I love this topic. This is kind of a Jack show.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Cool. All right. Gary asked, how do you handle landlocked parcels that are great in every other way? Do you automatically pass on those deals? If not, how do you advertise them when you're selling?
Excellent question.
I love it, Gary.
I haven't talked about access in a while. So we judge and we talk about with our members all the time, looking at property and going through the review process with the four A's. Acreage, so more is better. More acreage is better. Access, more is better. Attributes, like is it close to a river? Can you see the mountains? Is it close to a city? Or in some cases, far from a city, which we'll talk about in a second. And what's the fifth A? Oh, affordability. Mm-hmm. The cheaper, the better. You always want to buy it undervalue. Mm-hmm. Always, even if you're the end user. So this is about access. And here's the thing. We don't use the word landlocked ever.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't, because I don't even know what it means. Even after how many, 20 years in this business, I'm not so sure what it means. In fact, I don't think actually it exists in most places. Places like Arizona and California have statutes that say you cannot reasonably withhold access to a property. An adjacent property owner cannot reasonably withhold access to another property. So there's no such thing, really. I'm going to get a million emails for saying this, but
mm-hmm.
No such thing as property that you cannot access.
Right.
So to answer your question, if it's got the other three attributes in a big bad way, you know, we kind of say, look, the property has to have one of the attributes, knock it out of the park, like it's oceanfront.
Right.
Oh, but it doesn't have access. Well, but it's oceanfront. So you're going to really take a good look at that acquisition anyway.
When you're new, we always say you want like a three of the four.
Right.
Let's be safe here.
Right. So if a property doesn't have apparent legal or physical access, you know, if it's got all the other stuff, I buy it. We buy it anyway. And we talk about it. We never want to withhold any information
mm-hmm.
ever. If you know something that could materially affect the decision of a land buyer, you put it in the posting.
Yeah, because you don't want them coming back to you 6 months later when they see it, and then you're in a pickle. You want to be really upfront and honest.
How would I post this personally? I would say, this property is awesome in these three ways. It's super cheap, it's got a lot of acreage, and it's whatever the attribute is.
Views.
Views are
next to a mountain.
360 degree mountain views.
Right.
And access has been unresearched. And then I was probably in the posting followed up by saying, if you're one of these people who really wants to get lost, they yeah. want to buy a piece, because we have a ton of customers
right.
who really don't want, they want
property.
They want
to be really off the grid.
Yeah.
Like, good luck finding me off the grid.
Then this property is going to appeal to them.
Uh-huh.
So, you never want to do this. Oh, wife. This property has, don't tell anyone. We'll just see if we can slide it under the rug and
exactly,
sell it.
Exactly, because it'll
never,
come back.
Never, ever do that.
Well, you know, another thing that we have done in the past, which I really appreciate, Jack, is when you would make the property videos as we're posting them, you would get
yeah,
in and
you
show.
Go.
You
That's
would
perfect,
show,
Joe.
Here's the road, I can see this, and here's a wash, and look, and you can tell. I mean, we can all tell in Google Earth. People have driven on it. You can zoom in and see the tire marks.
Two tracks, yeah.
So you can say, hey, I can see that it stops here. So, and I can measure right now. That looks like 100 yards. So then that person really knows, okay, I can tell someone could get up to that close to it, and then I can blade the rest or, you know, walk to it from there or whatever it is. And none of it's crazy, but the big thing that Jack just said too, just be disclose it all. You want to be, you want that buyer to know exactly what they're buying, because most of your buyers are buying it sight unseen. That's another thing that I don't think people realize in our world, mm-hmm. is that a lot of these buyers, they see the property, they research it, they do the maps and everything like that, and they don't always drive out there to see it before they pull the trigger. They'll often buy it and say, baby, look what we have, isn't it gorgeous? We're going to go see it this summer. That's how it goes. And you don't want them to go out there this summer with their RV and six families in tow, and they can't get to it. Then we're going to have a problem, and they're going to be calling you. So you want to put it all up front.
And here's a bit of realistic advice on this topic, and we'll close it out there. You have an obligated, responsive moral and probably legal obligation, especially if you're a licensed agent, to disclose what you know. Mm-hmm. The last part of that sentence in quotes, what you know. So if you'd like to make 15 calls to the county and really dig in to what the access situation is, the more you know, the more you're obligated to post. Think about that for a second. Am I saying cheat, lie, steal? No. I'm just saying we have not researched the access in this parcel. Please do not buy this property unless you thoroughly are satisfied with the results of your due diligence specifically regarding access.
Perfect. Love it.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, 3,144 U.S. counties, provinces, districts, parishes. There's 3,144 of them, all of them. Some of them aren't called counties. That's my point. Is there enough land for investment? Is there enough land to go around? Am I too late? You've been doing this for 20 years. Are all the good flips gone? These are questions that Jill and I get on a daily basis.
I like that one. Well, you must have taken all the good ones.
Is that why you guys really have Land Academy? Because you've done all the flips? And you can't make any money on it anymore, and it's a big pack of lies.
That's so funny.
On a daily basis, both of us get questions via email on this topic. Is it over? Am I too late?
It's so funny.
What's your answer, Jill? Because I have a lot of answers.
Well,
I'm going to give the ones without the expletives on this show.
Okay, that's hilarious. You're cracking me up here. Okay, so here are my answers. The first thing I say is, if we, everybody, by now you know how data-driven Jack is and how much he researches everything to the point of, oh my gosh. So if we did not strongly feel that there was enough property to go around, we would not be here. I mean, I was going to say my opening line was, let's do some math. I mean, when you think about that many counties and you split up how many possible property types and sizes can be in any one county, like a county could have a million different property types and different things. LA County, I wonder how many, I wish we knew just in LA County, because I don't know off the top of my head, how many separate APNs there are in LA County.
There's 145 million parcels-ish in this country.
Okay.
If you divide that by the number of counties, it's about 45 to 50,000 properties per county. Now, obviously, there's big counties in Texas and small counties in New Jersey.
Right.
You could spend, if all of us in this whole group, from now until forever, only focused on one county, and the variable was price, we would all succeed.
Mm-hmm.
On one county, right. Not one state.
Exactly. I love, too, the number of members that come to us, and they're doing deals, and they're doing fantastic, and they did everything right. They did their own research, and they're coming to us with counties I've never heard of.
I love that, too.
I'm like, man, where is that? I don't even know.
I love that. I love these emails and these calls. You know, Jack, yeah. We did this, this, and this, and we went over here at the, let's say, I'm just pulling it out of my hat, Ohio, and we went to this county and did it, and we sent it out, and we're buying 14 properties.
Yeah. I'm like,
that was so never on my radar,
awesome.
Ohio. And so, and then they usually follow it up with, because we have a buyer and this guy collects land and he's a developer, or we have members in our group who buy property on the outskirts of urban towns, mm-hmm. and sell them to like home builders.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because the home builder staff literally doesn't know how to buy property as well as we do.
Exactly.
I got a call like 4 months ago from a huge home builder and said, can you please come and teach my idiot executive land buying acquisition staff how to buy land? Because they don't know how to do
they
it.
They don't.
They think they're supposed to get on the phone every morning.
Yeah. You said that to someone once before, and I love it, that if you just want to be an acquisition machine and do things for other people, you don't have to put up the money. You don't have to do that because the talent, the knowledge that you have is so valuable, just knowing how to source these and get them to come to you.
So I know Jill and I are being a little cynical about this, but there's enough property to go around.
There really is.
And here's the variable. If there's one takeaway from this, please retain this. Is there enough property to go around nationwide if we all mail $50 an acre out? No. Mm-hmm. Probably not. Mm-hmm. The variable is price. This works in every single county, but it's you have to price the mailers logically. And we talk all about it all throughout these shows, all throughout our programs, mm-hmm. on the weekly calls on Thursday. How to price real estate is the key to this. You
exactly.
can't just price it. You can't flippantly price real estate and send a mailer out and expect it to work.
Exactly. And we've talked about that, like the big acreage and, you know, gorgeous Santa Barbara acreage. You're not going to send that out. You're going to send it out for thousands of dollars
an acre. With farmland, too.
But because you know it's worth, it might be worth $6,000 an acre. So you're coming in at four, you know, something like that. That's what you're doing. And then it all works.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It all works.
Oh, that was a fast show.
It really was. I'm trying to think if there's... It's funny. Well, no, it's just so funny that this comes up. Well, here's why I think this comes up. I have heard of people saying, okay, and you're going to know where I'm going with this in a second here. Okay, I sent out some offers and I got a call back from a guy and the guy said, I'm the third one that's contacted him.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's always the same thing. And so my thing's, let me guess, are you only hitting tax delinquent properties?
It's always back
and
tax
go,
property.
And they go, huh, yes, I am. And I said, there's your answer.
Yeah, you want to know what's saturated out there and people get too much mail? Back tax. People who own properties with associated back taxes, owners, yep. get a lot of mail.
They do.
Or if
including
it's,
us.
Or foreclosure. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I get them.
Yeah. Or foreclosure property. If somebody's in foreclosure with a house, not land, they're going to get a lot of offers and a lot of correspondence because mm-hmm. for whatever reason, and it's 100% incorrect way to do this,
mm-hmm.
lots of investors are taught to specialize. Specialize in back tax properties, specialize in tax liens, specialize in foreclosures, specialize in divorce, specialize in obituary, in death.
Well, I think that they're taught that that is the number one trigger. And I'm here to tell you, that's not the only trigger.
It's the last trigger. Back tax is the last trigger. Not last, but it's pretty far down the list.
Yeah.
What's a good trigger?
I just inherited it.
Yep. Inheritance.
My
death.
Parents
yep.
passed. I don't know what to do with it. I don't even know they had this.
You know what a good trigger
all the time.
Is? Getting an offer with a purchase price in there in the mail.
Right.
That's a good trigger.
Well, you know what?
Well, you caused the trigger. You caused the situation.
Well, how about this
how
too?
How much control is that? That's a ton. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, like you said, like in my situation, I was saying I just inherited. We don't go trolling the obituaries, by the way. Don't even bother. I mean, that's the whole beauty of it. We have this. If you really want to do this and you're going to do this right, you will seek out cheap data and cheap mailers so you can afford to blast the universe, because that's really what you're doing. We're blasting a lot. We're throwing a wide net to see what comes back so I can pick them. I'm not just going through the obituaries and doing 10 here and 5 here and 6 there and all that. Mm-mm. I'm not messing around.
So, and the numbers really work. So, mm-hmm. you know, the mail company that we have for our group, it's 49 cents, which is the price of a stamp, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get something in the mail. That includes everything. The mail merge, the paper, the toner, all the work, right? All you supply is the data. All you supply is the list of people that you want to send the offer to and the actual document itself. So does it cost effective? Well, we've been doing it for years and years and years. I think a lot of this, Jill, comes from people who are just trying to save $200 in a mailer.
I know.
I just want to send out 300 or 400 of these and I want to buy 2 or 3 property. I'm sorry. You have
I
to
know.
Keep moving. It's
you
not,
know,
this isn't going to, you have to be willing to do what it takes and learn and have a website. You're not going to get any response. If you go do this to test it, quote unquote, without a website, without any experience, you don't really have a phone number set up, and you send out 10,000 letters, we have people who try to do this.
Yeah.
10,000 offers. You're going to get all kinds of stuff sent back to you, and it's going to be a mess.
Mm-hmm. You got to do it right.
You have to do it the right way, like everything.
And you know what? If you spend the $200 up front, it's going to help you with $10,000 on the back end. Let's be honest.
If you have a Lexus, you need a transmission for it, do you put a General Motors transmission in there? No. That's what people sometimes try to do, that kind of crazy stuff.
That's funny.
Just because you have one laying around? No, you go get a Lexus transmission and you find somebody who knows how to do it.
Right.
It's just common sense, you know? You don't rush through brain surgery.
Right. You know what's interesting too is the people that got an offer 6 years ago and now they're getting an offer. They may have never got one, or maybe they got one 6-10 years ago from us. So I don't know. And now our people are mailing them an offer. Maybe now is the right time. You know, you never know too. So there's so much land to go around. Yes, you can make more land. We talked about subdivisions. I mean, there's all kinds of things. This is not a fad. This is another thing that you and I talked about. Okay, so here's where I went with this. Now, this is my last point. Or when you and I sat down to share what we know we were doing it for years with just our wholesale buyers and kind of helping them out a little bit, and it worked out great. And that's where it came in. It just grew into Land Academy. But so when we sat down and said, "Oh my gosh, what are we crazy? Opening up floodgates and potentially creating competition for ourselves,
yeah,
and telling everybody else how to do it, and that might take away properties from us." So we sat and did the math for real.
Yep.
And we said, holy cow, there is enough of this to go around. So
what we did was create business partners.
And that was the
real reasons that we're here doing this. Mm-hmm. I mean, aside from the fact that we love to see people succeed, really, there's a few people in this group, probably 15, that are unbelievable business people, and there's new ones coming in all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we do deals with them because they're mm-hmm. awesome.
Exactly.
Because they're smart, frankly smarter than us.
Exactly.
About some stuff.
And they need a little something, or they need a little backing or whatever it is, and we can help with that.
Right.
So that's been the beautiful result of all of this.
And here's my final point. Every year, sometimes twice a year, these people get taxed. The owners of these 145 million tax bills go out. So, and every year, people say, "Oh, John, I got a tax bill for that 40-acre property in Nevada again. Are you ever going to do anything with that? Because I am so sick of writing this check."
Mm-hmm.
"Oh, Linda, I'm sorry." And then right next to it, this time, Linda's got an offer.
Yeah.
"Well, I'm not writing a check this time.
I'm calling
these people. They're going to give us $5,000 for this thing, and we're going to be done with it, okay?"
"And we're going to Hawaii."
And "All right, this is John. Oh, you know, you're right. You say this every year. For 25 years, you've been saying this. Okay, let's just get rid of it."
It's a little
role
play.
That's the thought process. It's not, you know, maybe we should get more money.
Right.
Maybe we should get less money. That's really what goes on. That's the reality of all of this. It's the same thing with houses. It's the same thing with apartment buildings. It's the same thing with assisted living facilities. And it's the same thing with office buildings.
Yeah.
The bargains. The people who spit shine it up, put it up on the, get a, you know, a world-class commercial real estate broker, spit shine the office building and sell it on a cap rate, that's different. That's not what we're going for.
Mm-hmm.
We're going for the person who has four tenants in an office building, and he's so tired of dealing with this bad tenant that he's really willing to sell it for anything.
Maybe the bad tenant is him.
Maybe the bad tenant's like a figment of his imagination. Like, he's finally gotten so old and crazy that he sees things. And
maybe that's it.
It's like some of the people who call us back on these letters, maybe they see two extra zeros in the offer.
Oh, my goodness, that's true.
"I thought you meant $450,000, not $4,500.
Exactly.
"No, I meant $4,500. Have a nice day."
No, that was correct. Love it.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. That's going to cause more questions.
You think so?
Over less. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was good.
No, it's a natural. I had, when I started, I wondered that. Is it over?
Yeah.
Am I too late? This is in the 90s.
Yeah.
I think it's a very natural, healthy question to have.
It's true.
It'd be better, though, if they asked, just went on to a success plan and asked it. In fact, maybe we should do it. Maybe we should do a really lengthy Seth Williams type blog. You know, that's like 14 pages.
You have
long.
Done, well, not that long, but matter, you have done a blog on this. Yeah. I know that we have blogs on this. On
I did
our
one
website.
On Texas. Remember, we mm-hmm. We just deconstructed Texas
to use as an example to yeah. say, but imagine what else is out there. You know, I'm so yeah. I don't think that's crazy.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.